All right. And hopefully we won't have any problems. Don and Debbie are doing the nursery today, and they gave me the clicker. And the last time I preached with a clicker, I kept pointing it to the screen, and the computer was behind, and so we'll see how we do here. Okay, so I titled this one, What's Next? Right? We're at the end of the year. A new year is just in a couple days. What's next? There's always surprises in the next year, isn't there? So, all right, I got a picture here. Which path would you choose? If you were walking through the woods on this path and all of a sudden it went that way, Oscar, which way would you pick? To the right?
Yeah.
Okay, Misha, what would you pick?
To the left.
To the left? Benjamin, what about you?
To the left.
To the left? Henry? To the right? Oh, you guys are really splitting this up, huh? I just found this picture on Google. I don't know which way it leads or anything. I'm just wondering what you guys think. Because we're, a lot of times in life, we're all faced with this, aren't we? What do I choose? I don't know where this one leads. I don't know where this one leads. I might have a gut feeling about one or the other, but I don't know. And I have to choose one in order to keep going. So we all have choices and plans and goals. And all those choices and plans have consequences, don't they? Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Here's a story for you kids you probably never heard. When I was in college in Saskatchewan, Canada, it was on a Friday, I decided I had friends in North Dakota, and I was going to go stay with them for the weekend. So after class on Friday, well, maybe I stayed out a little bit later, but I left Friday night to go to my friend's house in North Dakota. And I didn't plan properly, okay? I got to the border, and it was closed. It wasn't the border crossing I normally went through. I went a different route to try to save some time. Well, I got to the border, and it's closed. Well, this is the time, like, before cell phones, right? At least where college kids didn't have them. So my friends were counting on me being at their house at a certain time. They were going to stay up and wait for me. Now it's closed. I can't get through. I'm going to have to find a different route. I'm going to be really late. What do I do? So I actually parked the car and I started walking. This sounds so stupid now, but I started walking around the border crossing looking for a payphone. I just wanted to call and let them know I'd be late. And I had a border guard. Luckily, he didn't actually pull the gun on me, but he had his hand on the gun. And he was wondering what I was doing, and I'm looking for a phone. He's like, you cannot be here. Turn around, go the other way. Okay, so I ended up going way out of my way to find the only 24-hour border crossing in the area, and I added an extra 3 hours onto my trip. So that's the consequences of my choice. Now, if I had properly planned, I would have known. Don't do that, right? Look ahead at the hours and things like that. But again, we're all faced with choices in life. We're going to be faced with more choices in this coming year. Which path are we going to choose? Are there things we can be sure of? Are there things we shouldn't plan? Okay? So let's read here. Whoops. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This is a very familiar verse, I'm sure. So it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Everyone here has probably heard those verses many times, right? All right. So, kids, we're going to break this down. Can you read that top line? Okay, so we're going to go through this line by line. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. First of all, what does it mean to trust? I put the definition up here. Trust is the firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Right? Does that make sense? Okay, so means there's something at stake. You guys right now are trusting that all the legs on your chair will keep you upright, correct?
Yes.
You have trust in that without even thinking about it. A lot of times, you might not even think when you're driving down the road, you're trusting that the cars are going to stay in the right lane, right? All it is paint on the road that's keeping cars from getting into head-on collisions, right? But we trust that people are going to obey the laws and be within the boundaries set up. Okay? Kids, if you had to cross through a dark a woods in the night, in the dark, okay, and you have someone to help you, would you rather trust a stranger to walk you through the woods or trust your dad?
Trust your dad.
Trust your dad, right? Why would you trust your dad over a stranger? You don't know the stranger, right? You have a relationship with your dad, right? You've spent enough time with your dad to know, I can trust my dad's going to get me through these woods safe, right? So, it's the same with God. What are some examples of people trusting the Lord? I put three of them up here. I like finding these paintings, even though they're probably not accurate at all. But first, I got Moses, okay? When God told Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, and they're walking and they get to the edge of the Red Sea, and all of a sudden the Egyptians are coming up behind them. The Egyptians are coming to kill the men and take the women back or whatever's going on. And they're next to the sea. And God told Moses, I want you to raise your arms up and the sea would part. Moses had to trust that God was going to keep his word, right? Who would want to cross a sea here if you didn't trust God, right? That'd be crazy. This one is Gideon. Gideon needed to fight God's enemy, the Midianites. And God kept telling him, I want your army to be smaller. I want it to be smaller. Gideon had to trust God that he knew what he was doing because he went up against an army of thousands of men with only, do you know how many? 300, right? That would take a lot of trust for Gideon to do that. And the last one here, you guys know what that one is, Henry? Who's that? Starts with a D, ends in Daniel and the lion's den. Daniel and the lion's den. Right? So Daniel trusted God no matter what the outcome. He trusted that God would keep him. Right? He said, I'm still going to pray to my God, even though the king here is telling me otherwise. And he trusted God even when he got thrown into a den of hungry lions. Okay, these are all examples of people in the Bible trusting the Lord. So what does it mean to trust in the Lord? We fully rely on Him no matter what is at stake. Okay? Whether that's crossing a sea, facing thousands of enemies, facing hungry lions, we trust the Lord. Why? Because we have a relationship with Him, right? We've spent time with Him. All right, so what does it mean to trust with all your heart? What do you think, Misha? If you trust God with all your heart, no matter what you face, you're saying, I'm willing, right? There's nothing I'm holding back that keeps me from trusting God. Nothing I face is going to hold me back from trusting God. Okay? And I wanted to read Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in a man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. We'll just pause there for a second. It's just, he's giving you a picture of what it's like when you trust in man. You know those dry bushes that you can just kick over? There's nothing to it, right? That's what it's like trusting in man's heart. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Right? And we've talked about this before. This is also Psalm 1, right? We've talked about how Jesus is that tree. But those who have trust and faith in Christ They're part of that tree. So no matter what we're facing, we know we're drawing life from that stream that God provides. We're able to bear fruit because we are in the fruitful one. Does that make sense? So that's what it means to trust God with all your heart. Okay, next slide. Let's get everyone to read it. Next line here. And do not lean on your own understanding. What does that mean? All right, well, I'm going to tell you guys a story. And Leanne's heard this one before, but I don't think anyone else has. This is a picture of Oscar last year on a train in New York City. Okay? Well, actually, I think this was New Jersey. But here's the story. So I took Oscar. We had a father-son day. And we were living in New Jersey last year. We went into New York City for the day. I was going to take him to the Museum of Natural History. Okay? This is, I think, the second time I went into New York City by myself. And it didn't go quite as planned. Actually, the trip in was fine. I made it fine. We had fun at the museum. Now, just a little background. This is a new phone now that I'm using now. But at this time, I had an iPhone 4, which was pretty outdated even last year. And the battery on it was not very good. Okay? When we got dropped off at the train station in New Jersey, my car was parked at a friend's house who lived a mile away. I parked there, he dropped us off, we went into New York City. So the plan was when we got back to New Jersey, I would call him and he would come pick us back up, bring us back to his house so we got the car. Okay? So keep that on the back burner right now. When we're done at the museum, we get to the train station, I see the time. Uh-oh, a train's going to leave. We better hop on real quick. And I was leaning on my own understanding, okay? I just got on a train that said a city in New Jersey. I'm like, well, this is going to New Jersey. I'll be fine. Surprise, surprise. Next thing I know, we stopped at the stop that I knew was before the one we had to get off. Well, next thing I know, this train's just cruising. And I'm like, we should have been there by now. And it's going faster than the normal train I had been on before. And next thing I know, this isn't right. Something's wrong. And I asked someone, I said, where's this train going? And it was the ticket clicker lady, and she was not very happy with me because I didn't have a ticket for the ride we were on now. I said, where's this going? She said, it's going to Princeton. You guys have heard of Princeton University? Yeah. So this is on the other side of New Jersey, which it's not a big state, but still, I mean, I'm on the other side of the state I should be on. And she said, yeah, the next stop is Princeton. I said, well, how long is that? And she's like, well, that's 35 minutes from now. So I'm thinking, okay, we told Leanne we'd be home at 4 for dinner. Yeah, she was making chicken wings that night. She was real excited. But anyways, we're not going to make it. This is going to be bad. It's 35 minutes to Princeton. And then she said it was another like 35 minutes, I think, before the next train was going to go back. And not only that, but I had to go back, not to the stop I wanted to get off at, but further past that to get on a different train to get on the one. So I was just on the completely wrong line, right? This is not good. Looking at my phone, phone's dead. Right? I can't even call Leanne and say we're going to be late. This is just bad news. So we ended up, we had to go back to the source in order to get set straight on the path we were supposed to be on. Then we got to the right place. I couldn't call my friend, so Oscar and I walked a mile. After we had already walked a lot in New York, this poor kid is so tired. Papa, are we there yet? No, we're not. Sorry. But the lesson is, the path I chose, not only did I suffer, I made someone else suffer with me. The consequences of my choice for leaning on my own understanding, thinking I know the right train to get on, also caused someone else to stumble as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, you guys can laugh because it wasn't you. So So, what do? We don't lean on our own understanding, because I think that story sums up so many times when we do, doesn't it? When we choose our own understanding in life and trust in our own heart, we get led astray. We need to lean on God's. So, I just thought this picture kind of sums up where we were at in that whole process. When are we going to be there? All right, next line. Everyone read it. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. All right. I wanted to bring these pictures back up. Who was the victor here? It was God, right? It wasn't Moses. Moses doesn't have the power in his hands. It was God's power working through him, right? God is the victor that brought his people out of slavery, through the dangers of the Red Sea, and going to the promised land. God's the victor. Who's the victor here?
God.
Can 300 men defeat thousands and thousands of the enemy?
No,
that's crazy. But the way God did it, he gets the glory.
Yeah.
Right? He's the victor. Who's the victor here?
God.
If you got thrown into a den of hungry lions, you would have no chance, right? Most likely, these were starved lions ready to eat anything that fell in that pit. But God is the victor. He's the one that shut the lions' mouths and carried his servant safely through the night into the next day. Okay? In all your ways, acknowledge him. All these victories, we acknowledge God did it. All the victories in our own life, when things go well, who's the victor? It's God, right? And we have a verse here, James 1, 17 and 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Right? I like what Mike prayed earlier. That breath, that's this, isn't it? Every good gift is from above. Even for the unrighteous, God is giving his good gifts to people. And he extends the greatest gift, his Son, to all people. Right? So anytime we do well on a test, we do well on our job, who really gets the glory? It's God. He's given us the ability to do that. He's given us the faith to do it. He's given us the lips to speak praise to him. It's all him. Okay? Last line. And he will make straight your paths. Okay. So, what does that mean? Well, just like my trip to New York, or back to New Jersey, I should say, I was going all over the place because I didn't know what I was doing. If I had trusted in the Lord and his understanding, it doesn't mean it's easy. But I'm on the right path. He'll make my path straight. Right? So I've told stories similar to this one before, but this is another one. A couple years ago, this is when we were living up north in Wisconsin, I had taken the kids out for a walk in the woods. And again, I had a couple kids walking with me on the path next to their father. And I had one kid, Misha, that wandered off into the woods. And I could still see her. I wasn't worried about it. But after a couple minutes, she was screaming. Her foot was stuck between a log, okay? And she could not get out. And I went to her and I rescued her, but she was literally stuck. And it reminds me again, if you're on the path with your Father, you're safe, right? You know you're with him, he's with you, you feel his presence. When we wander off on our own, we can get stuck, right? And most of the time, it's getting caught in sin. Whether that's, whatever, fill in the blank, or it's pride thinking, oh, I did it. It's all sin. We get off the path with our Father and when we don't trust and acknowledge God. So, let's read this whole thing together.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
All right. Oh, that's my last slide. So, what's next in this new year? You guys might already know certain things, certain plans you have. But what's next? Maybe it's in school. Maybe it's facing retirement. Maybe it's paying the bills. Moving. Making new relationships. A new job. All of us can say something different or similar things together. We're all going to be facing different things. But what can we hold on to? This. We can trust the Lord through it all. We don't have to lean on our own understanding because that usually gets us in trouble. It always gets us in trouble. In all our ways, we acknowledge Him. Lord, you're guiding me. You're guiding me through prayer. You're guiding me through counsel. You're guiding me through life. You're with me. You're holding my hand. And He will make straight your paths. Again, that doesn't mean it's easy. Sometimes I've been on a path and there's rocks. You trip over them. There's holes you fall into. Whatever. But He will keep you going in the direction you need to go when you're walking with Him. He helps you get through those things. And there's times we wander off the path. We will. Right? But He will go get us and He will pull us out and He will set us back when we repent and we follow Him. Right? And that's something we can all trust in. It doesn't matter what's coming in 2019. Okay? There's fears I have. I don't know what's going to happen. One of my faults is I worry about finances a lot. I shouldn't. The Lord has blessed me. He's always taken care of me. But I tend to slip into that worry. But I don't need to. I can trust in Him that He will be with me and He will carry me through. Yep. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for your word this morning. Lord, I just pray that you would build up my faith to trust in you. I trust in so many things. Like I said, the chairs, the cars on the road. But yet, sometimes I have a hard time trusting you. That you know what's going on. You know what's best for me. But Lord, build up my faith. Build up our faith this morning. And help us as we face 2019 and all the challenges in the coming year. Help us to completely trust in you. To acknowledge you, to not lean on our own hearts, and just have faith that you will make our paths straight. When we are in Christ, we have nothing to worry. We pray all these things. Amen.
Amen.